Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just testing the volume. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لعفو غفور سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Today inshallah we'll be discussing this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor refers to that being who is extremely forgiving, most forgiving. And one way we can understand this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to reflect on this month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan is a month when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests the sifat of being Al-Ghafoor. This month is Shahrul Ghufran, a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives His servants by manifesting his sifat of being Al-Ghafoor. In fact, if you want to understand, there are so many merits and virtues and benefits of this month of Ramadan. And all of those benefits can be understood as just by being a manifestation of this one sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who loves to forgive. Our scholars have mentioned that there are 12 ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives His servants in this month. And 12 mechanisms, 12 features, 12 excuses by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to forgive His servants in this month. Once there was a person who went to a festival, and someone cut his pocket and took out the money. When he came back home, his wife asked him that, how's the festival? And he said that it was just a festival in name. I think all the people, they really wanted to get my money out. And they set up that festival in order to get my money out. And he he was thinking that the entire purpose of that festival was to make him, to deprive him of that money. If we reflect on the ahadith and the ayat of the Quran, we understand, it's almost we feel the same thing, that the entire philosophy of Ramadan is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing excuses to forgive his servants, one after another. So today, inshallah, we want to speak about these 12 ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests this sifat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this month of Ramadan to forgive us. And it's interesting that this number 12, our calendar also has 12 months every year. So there is a munasabat that for every month there is one excuse, so that the entire year is forgiven because of these 12 excuses. So the first way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests his sifat of being al-ghafoor and forgives us in this month is that when Ramadan al-Kareem starts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam, and he along with his fellow angels, they go and they imprison shayateen. And Allah says that do this so that shaitan and his minion shayateen cannot spoil the fasting of my servants. So these shayateen, they are literally imprisoned and chained. And this is something we also see in the dunya as well. Then when your friend is fighting someone else, so you will chain the enemy so that the friend can defeat the enemy. So when I read this hadith mubarakah, we also reflect, it's the same scene, it's that same imagery that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that this shaitan, this badmash, right, who used to make us sin, Allah says that for the remaining 11 months, oh my servant, you weren't able to see shaitan. He used to entice you, he used to tempt you. But in this month, I'll take care of him. And with the help of angels, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chains all the shaitan and the shayateen. And then Allah gives us this golden opportunity to do as many good deeds as possible. And Allah wants that from us, that I'm giving you this 1 month. Now do such amal, do such good deeds, that before the end of this month, you can attain my pleasure, my rata. So today, if shaitan was opened, shaitan was unchained, then we don't know how shaitan would try to spoil our fasting, how he would try to spoil our taraweeh, our tilawat, our dua, would try to spoil and waste our amal away. We can understand this from an example that when you put a seed in the ground, some seeds can develop into a sapling, a small plant, a tree, and some of them, they are affected by a virus, some bacteria. And in the same way, when we do amal, we do good deeds, so shaitan can try to spoil our amal. But in the month of Ramadan, Allah chains shaitan. And the main reason is that, oh my servant, let's say before you used to do 100 amal, and you perhaps would only get a reward for 10 of those actions. Now I have chained shaitan. Shaitan will not be able to spoil your actions. So if you're doing 100 amal, you will get rewarded for those 100 amal. Shaitan cannot destroy any sapling, any amal that you have done. So this is the first way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his forgiveness in this month. Second way is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the rate of our amal, of our good deeds. Even before Ramadan, the rate is already so much. In normal situations, for every good deed that we do, Allah promises to give us 10 rewards. And if a person has even more sincerity in ikhlas, then for every good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us 700 in return. And in fact, the Prophet, when he made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I can give you even more than that, بغير حساب. But despite all of this, in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the rate of reward even more. Allah says that if you pray one nafil, I'll give you the reward of one fard. And if you pray one fard, if you do some fard, I will give you the reward of 70 faraid. So subhanallah, this is the second way. By doing small good deeds, little amal, but we can get a lot of reward in our book of deeds, in our name amal. Then the third way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us in this month is that at the time of iftar, our du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that, oh my servants, when you fast and at the time of iftar, we will accept whatever du'a you make. And we should try to understand the reality of the statement. For example, assume that I bring an electrician at home and I ask him to fix my bulb. So I decide beforehand that how much I'm going to pay that person so that he doesn't ask me for more later on. But those people who have a lot of wealth, they don't decide the wages. They just say, come do the work, and then whatever you want, we'll give that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in respect to our fasting, also does the same. That, oh my servants, you fasted the entire day and you did this for my pleasure, to earn my radha. I am your Khalik, I am your Malik. I will not decide your wage, I will not decide the reward beforehand. Rather, ask whatever you want to ask. Ask whatever you want to ask. Jitna mangna hai mango. We will give that to you. And that is why at the time of iftar, your du'as will be accepted. Because at that time, you did the entire day's work. Mazduri karli, you completed your mazduri. Now, whatever is your desire, ask me according to your desire. I will give that to you. I will give you according to your desire. So this is not something small, that at the time of iftar, Allah Ta'ala accepts our du'as. Because what this means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically giving us 30 blank check, right? 30 checks. And you give someone a blank check and you tell them that whatever need you have, you can just write that on this check. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us 30 blank check of du'as. Write whatever you want to. Ask whatever you want to. So we should then try to have yakin about this promise of Allah. And why shouldn't we have yakin? Right? If some religious pious person tells us that at this time, if you make dua, your dua will be accepted. So what is our kafiyat? We are crying at that time. We are making dua. We are attaching ourselves in dua. Right? Making a long dua. And if someone comes to us and asks us that, why, what happened? So we'll reply that, you know, that fala person said that if you make dua at this time, your dua will be accepted. And here, it's not some random person who's telling us. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is saying, people used to call who Sadiq al-Amin, even the Kufar Makkah used to say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. The Prophet ﷺ is telling us that a fasting person, when the time for iftar comes and they make dua at that time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua of that person. So therefore, we should have firm conviction. And we should make dua with a lot of ajizi, try to cry in our dua, so that Allah ta'ala can accept that dua. And this is so true, that we cry throughout the whole year. And we cry before people. And we go to different people that fulfill my need. There's no need for all of that. If we can spend these 30 days, and at the time of iftar, we can make dua with our hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can solve all our problems, all our difficulties. So we should not waste this time. And many times we see that people waste this time either in talking or eating or just preparing their iftari or samosa or kebab. This is a time when we should try to make dua. In one hadith, the Prophet said that fi kulli yawmin wa laylatin da'watun mustajabatun. That every day and every night, there is one dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. So in this way, it's not just 30 blank check, it's 60 blank checks. Now we should ask ourselves that that person who's getting 60 blank checks, which are signed, Allah is saying, write whatever you want to write. And if you write on each check, Allah, I want your forgiveness. Allah, I want your forgiveness. Allah, I want your forgiveness. So will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not forgive us? If I keep writing on these 60 checks, Allah, I want your love. Allah, I want your love. Allah, I want your love. Will Allah not give me His love? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering to us. So this is up to us now, that how much we ask Allah and what we write on those checks. So therefore, we should make dua with an open heart. Har cheez mange, ask everything. So we have seen some of our friends, they make dua, but they make small dua, little duas. They say, we don't like making long dua. No, we should make dua fully, completely, for everything that we need. Our deen, our dunya. And sometimes a person thinks that I already have so much. What should I ask from Allah Ta'ala now? We ask everything that you want. If you want money, ask Allah Ta'ala for money. If you want a house, Allah, ask Allah for a house. If you want a pious spouse, ask Allah for a pious spouse. So relationship with Allah Ta'ala, for becoming the lover, beloved of Allah. We should ask Allah for our generations to come, that Allah take care of the iman of our generations. So this is the words of the Prophet ﷺ, true words, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a fasting person at the time of their iftar. So we should make dua with yaqeen, and then inshallah we'll see how that dua becomes fulfilled for us. Then the fourth way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us in this month is that those people who are fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells makhluk, other creation, to make dua for them. Any makhluk, other creatures of Allah, are making dua on behalf of that fasting person. Subhanallah. That my servant, he might be lazy in dua. He may ask something or may not ask something, might forget, might be engaged or preoccupied with the work of dunya. So there is a danger that he might deprive himself. To save that person from deprivation, from mahrumi, and to ensure that that person gets maghfirat in this month, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is that the ants under the ground and the fishes in the water and the birds flying in the air, this person, for example, is not able to do good amal, not able to make so much dua, at least these creatures are making dua for that person. And their duas will become an excuse by which Allah says, I'm going to forgive this person as well. Then the fifth excuse, fifth way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins in this month, is that every night of Ramadan, 10 lakh people who are destined for Jahannam, their names are taken out from that list and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates them from the hellfire. 10 lakh people who are guaranteed Jahannam, they are emancipated from Jahannam every single night of Ramadan. And this is just to explain to us. Otherwise, we don't know how many people will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive every single night of Ramadan. We can't even imagine. In one riwayat, the Prophet ﷺ gave the example of a particular tribe called Bani Kalb. And this tribe had many people who had many goats. And, you know, people, one family would have 500 goats, 5,000 goats, many. And when this tribe, the people of the tribe would come out, so in the books it's mentioned that the entire valley between two mountains, it would be filled with their goats. And the Prophet ﷺ took the name of this tribe and said that on the 15th of Shaban, the night of the 15th of Shaban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives people, as many people as the number, in fact, more than that, more than the number of hair on the back of these goats of Bani Kalb. So one can imagine how many people will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if we make a small effort, then we can also get our names forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls one angel, and through that angel every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an announcement that, oh my servants, tell my servants that Hal min sa'ilin fa utiya lahu. Is there anyone who has any sawal to ask, any need from me that I can fulfill that person's need? Is there any person who wants to get forgiveness so that I can forgive that person? Is there any person who has any need or hajat so that I can fulfill the hajat of that person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this announcement. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this announcement every night of Ramadan, then surely when a person says Labbaik Ya Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua of that person as well. Then the sixth way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us in this month is that there is one particular night that comes in Ramadan which is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is about 83 years. And that's the night of Laylatul Qadr. Now, if you see that today, our lifespan is roughly about 80 years. Not even 80, less than 80. Many people, they pass away before they hit 83. Which means that if a person, any person who gets Laylatul Qadr, and they get the tawfiq do ibadat on Laylatul Qadr, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can get the sawab, the reward of an entire lifetime of ibadat. One night, if they can do ibadah, they can get the reward of doing a lifetime of ibadat. And they can get the effort of an entire life in one night. Now, here a question comes that how can we do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Laylatul Qadr? This night is not known to us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again showered His mercy upon us. He kept this night hidden, but isharatan Allah ta'ala indicated to us that this night would be one of the nights of Ramadan. And stronger possibility is that the last 10 nights, and within the last 10 nights, the odd nights. So ishara, there is an indication. Allah doesn't want to reveal the secret, but Allah also doesn't want to hide the secret completely, right? When you have a small child, you want that child to make some effort. So you don't reveal the secret. You don't tell that person where you have hid something. But at the same time, you want that person, you want that child to go seek it out and find it as well. So you isharatan, you guide that person, go check behind the curtain, right? So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing with us in Laylatul Qadr. Allah is saying that, look, this is a night which will come, which could be any one of the nights of Ramadan. However, whenever this night comes, this night will be a night of very special mercies of Allah. Very special mercies will descend from Allah. And in this night, Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam will also come down. Now, when will he come down? Will he come down at 10 p.m. at night? We don't know. Will he come down at 12 midnight? 1 o'clock? No one knows that when will Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam come down. تتنزل الملائكة والروح. Right? When will the Malaika and Angel Jibreel come down? We don't know. However, whenever these Rahmate and the angels they descend, hiya hatta matla il fajr. These Rahmate will remain till the tulu of fajr. What this means is that that person who can rise up a bit early at the time of Sehri, let's say 1 hour before Sehri, and then eat their Sehri, and in the last half an hour, they can spend that time in Ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then with yakin we can say that we were able to do Ibadat on Laylatul Qadr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of doing Ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. We can say that with guarantee, with surety. Because we did this for 30 nights of Ramadan. One of them is Laylatul Qadr. So such an easy way. Laylatul Qadr, another interesting thing about this night, is that on this night, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, along with the other angels, they descend on the earth and they put their flags in different places of the earth. And whoever is making dua on this night, the angels are saying Ameen to the duas of those person. Any people are also making dua, and the angels are also participating in that dua. So in this way, it becomes like a jamaat. The servants of Allah Ta'ala and the angels of Allah, they become like one single jamaat. And in jamaat, they are making this dua. And because of the barakat of this dua of the jamaat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O my sinning servants, we have forgiven you and we have also accepted your du'as. Then the seventh way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests his maghfirat in this month of Ramadan is that when the last night of Ramadan comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his maghfirat even more. In Hadith Mubarakah it comes that from the first Ramadan till the last Ramadan, the number of people who are emancipated from the hellfire, the total sum of those people are emancipated from the hellfire on the last night of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. And from first Ramadan till 29 Ramadan, every night the number of people who are emancipated, you add them. And that aggregate, that cumulative amount, that number of people are emancipated from the hellfire on this one, the last night of Ramadan, the 30th night of Ramadan. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Because again, Allah ta'ala knows our temperament, human temperament, that we are weak, we are lazy. And there might be some of us that Allah sees that there are some people, some of my servants, they are a bit lazy in the beginning. And they were a bit heedless in the beginning. But when the last moments, the last days, the last time comes, so now they're feeling that regret. They have that ihsas. And they're feeling that we weren't able to do anything. Golden opportunity. That golden opportunity comes in the last night of Ramadan. Okay, when this last night of Ramadan comes, so those people who are thinking, when the last night of Ramadan comes, those people will be thinking that, oh, we wasted our Ramadan. Our Ramadan went to waste. But those people are also given an opportunity. And Allah says that if on this last night you can ask forgiveness, then Allah will forgive those people as well on this night. Acha, then an eighth excuse. This can also happen. That someone did not have this ihsas even in the nights of Ramadan. The entire month of Ramadan almost passed by. And now the day of Eid is coming. So they're now on the Eid Rat, the night of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on this night of Eid, which is called Laylatul Ja'iza, yani the night of getting inam and a reward from Allah, Allah ta'ala made this night also full of barakat and blessings and maghfirat. Allahu Akbar. So in a hadith it comes that whoever realizes their mistake on this night, on the night of Eid, and on this night of Eid they turn to Allah and they make dua and they do ibadat of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept the ibadat of that person. Allahu Akbar. And in the night of Eid, the first of Shawwal, that night also is a very special night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the ibadat on that night as well. Allah ta'ala will use that as an excuse to forgive. Then a ninth way is, let's say there is a person that he wasn't able to make dua on the night of Eid as well. Just imagine how, let's say there is such a person, very ghafil, very far away. But if this person, he dresses up on the Eid day, and he wears new clothes, and he comes to the masjid to pray Eid Salah. And we must have seen, right, there are some people who are very far away from Deen, but for the Eid Salah, they come to the masjid. So if they can come to pray the Eid Salah in the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's inside of our hearts. Allah ta'ala also knows what's inside their hearts. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angel that what are these people asking me on this Eid day? They prayed their Eid Salah, what are they asking me on this Eid day? And the angels, they replied that, Ya Allah, these are those mazdoor, those people who spend the entire month in mazduri, who spend the entire month in worship, and now they're gathered here to get their wages, to get the reward from you. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, okay, tell them, kumu maghfurul lakum, that stand up in such a way that all of you have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand up in such a way, maghfurul lakum, that all of you have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have accepted the fast of your Ramadan, and we have accepted the Taraweeh of your Ramadan, and in return for your fasting and Taraweeh, we have forgiven all your previous sins. So subhanallah, this is the satari of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us in such a way. One book we were reading this, it said that, it was an ajeeb statement, Allah says that if you do my ibadah, O my servant, then I will conceal your sins. Actually, this concealing of sins is also a very big blessing of Allah. Allah Ta'ala veils our sins before other people. And who can claim that I haven't made any mistake? I haven't sinned, right? But this is Allah Ta'ala's mercy, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't embarrass us before other people. Allah doesn't humiliate us before other people. But in this dunya, Allah Ta'ala puts a veil over our faults, over our sins. And this is the hakikat of our life, that so many times we do so many sins, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a veil on our sins. No one gets to know. No one gets to know. This izzat, this life of izzat that we are leading, this is because of the satari of Allah, the fact that Allah has put a veil over our sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does satari in this dunya, and even in akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do satari, will put a veil over our sins as well. This is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, beautiful hadith, that there will be one person who will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and people will be watching. And then this person will be called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will be like a cloud which will envelop this person, which will sort of conceal this person, parda. So no one will be able to see what's happening inside. So people will be waiting outside. And now this person will be covered, enveloped by that cloud. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address this person and tell him that, okay, open up your book of deeds. And he will be told that, Uzkur yawma kaza wa yawma kaza. That now remember that fala day you did this thing and fala day you did that thing. And when the sins would be enumerated, that person will testify that, yes, Ya Allah, I admit that I committed this sin and that sin. Because on that day, no one can deny. No one can deny. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that person count his sins. And then so many sins will be enumerated that this person in his heart will be thinking that aaj, today, there's nothing which can save me from the punishment. I'm like an ikrari mujrim, right? Nothing can save me from this azab. And then Allah Ta'ala will turn to him and say that, oh my servant, in dunya, I put a veil over your sins. I conceal your sins. And today, I'm going to forgive you. And I'm not just going to forgive you. I'm going to change your sins into good deeds. And when that cloud will be removed, the people watching will be amazed that who is this person? He's such a pious person, such a righteous person, that he spent such a pure life, that he hasn't even done one sin in his life. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this promise to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that those people who have iman on Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah will not embarrass them on the day of Qiyamah. So this is another way in which on the Eid day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. And this will be another way in which Allah ta'ala will manifest his sifat of being Al-Ghafoor. Then the 10th way is that this fast that we offer in Ramadan, on the day of Qiyamah, this fast will intercede on our behalf, will do shifa'at on our behalf. So in Hadith Mubarakah, the Prophet explained this and said that As-Siyam wal-Qur'an yashfi'an, that Qur'an and our fast, both these things will intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah. The Qur'an will testify that Allah, this person used to pray Taraweeh, used to listen to Qur'an, and he would read Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the testimony of Quran and forgive that person on the day of Qiyamah. And in the same way, our fast will also call Allah, that Ya Allah, this person used to fast throughout the entire day for your sake, would remain hungry and thirsty. Allah, forgive this person. And Allah ta'ala will accept the shifa'at of our fasting and announce that I've forgiven this person. So both Quran and our fast will be given this right to intercede on our behalf. And on the day of Qiyamah, there'll be some people who will be parishan, will be worried that what will happen. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the shade of his arsh to 7 types of individuals. It's like air-conditioned waiting room, right? 7 types of people enjoying this air-conditioned waiting room. And in that hadith, it also mentions that that person who kept his fast with the proper etiquettes and adab, then other people, their hisab kitab is being taken. But meanwhile, this person is waiting in this air-conditioned waiting room, and there will be a dastarkhan laid up before him, and he can eat whatever he wants. The ulama, they have written that Amal ka badla amal, that the type of action you do for the sake of Allah, Allah will reward you in the same way. So this person in the dunya would remain hungry and thirsty for the sake of Allah in fasting. So in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before this person enters into Jannah, Allah will honor him, Allah will do his mehman nawazi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him food and drink on that day, the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. There is a door of Jannat which is called
Rayyan, Babi Rayyan. And in Hadith Mubarakah it comes that only the people who fast will be able to enter Jannat through this special door. Other servants will not be able to pass through this door. This is reserved for those who fasted for the sake of Allah. I mean, the way we can understand this is that when you go to some country, foreign country, and you're standing at the airport and you're waiting for immigration papers to be processed, sometimes you'll see that there is a special counter where some citizens, when they walk through, they don't have any issues of visa or immigration. They just wave their passport that we are citizens, we are residents, and the person lets them go. Doesn't stop them. Exactly in the same way, right? Meanwhile, what happens is that people are standing in the immigration line, and like four people are standing in the immigration line, meanwhile 400 residents can pass through. Exactly in the same way, on the day of Qiyamah, there'll be one door which is specific, special for those used to fast. And they will just come on that door, show their amal of fasting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, give them entry into Jannat. Go, go, go. Right? Subhanallah. Then the 11th excuse is that there are three things on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that if you have these three actions, I will forgive all your previous sins. And those three sins, those three actions are also particular to Ramadan. The Prophet says, let me explain what those three things are. Number one, man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban. That whoever kept the fasts of Ramadan in a state of iman and with the hope of earning sawab and reward from Allah, ghufirallahu lahu ma taqaddama min zambihi. Jitne bhi guna honge sab maaf. Whatever sins a person has, every single sin will be forgiven by Allah. That's number one. Then about Taraweeh, the Prophet ﷺ said, Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufirallahu lahu ma taqaddama min zambihi. That whoever kept the qiyam of Ramadan, yani prayed Taraweeh, in a state of iman and with hoping reward from Allah, then Allah will forgive all the sins of that person. And then the third thing, which is even more than this, the Prophet ﷺ said that man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaban, that whoever did qiyam, did ibadah on the night of laylatul qadr in a state of iman and having this hope in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufirallahu lahu ma taqaddama min zambihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the ugly pichli guna of that person. All the sins will be forgiven. One of our teachers used to say that it seems that this ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambihi, this was the objective of Allah, that I will forgive all their previous sins. But before that, just as an excuse, as a bahana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added these three things. Acha, whoever keeps fast in Ramadan, all the sins are forgiven. Acha, whoever prays Taraweeh at night, all their sins are forgiven. Acha, whoever stands up and does ibadah on Laylatul Qadr, all their sins are forgiven. And he's someone who is intent on forgiving. That is truly what is happening in Ramadan. That Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is at its intense, it has its maximum, it at its peak, its pinnacle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intent on forgiving us in this month. That's why we said this is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests his sifat of being al-ghafur. Because somehow all the servants can be forgiven. All their previous sin can be forgiven. And you look at the tartib, right? And then another thing that eating iftari, it's not difficult for any of us, right? We love to eat iftari. We look forward to eating iftari. That's one of the most anticipated moment of the entire day, right? What you will eat for iftari. And especially at a time when you're so hungry. So all of us, we're sort of preparing beforehand, right? In contrast, Sehri is a bit difficult because if you sleep a bit late, then it becomes difficult to wake up at the time of Sehri. But look at the rahmat of Allah. Allah says about Sehri that at that time, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika, they yusalluna, they send their salawat, they send their rahmatin on those people who are eating sahri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels, they're sending their rahmat on those people who are eating sahri. Any other eating sahri also becomes an ibadat. Subhanallah. That if by remaining hungry, he wasn't able to get himself forgiven, so by eating food, you can get yourself forgiven. Eat sahri and I'll forgive you. I'll shower my rahmat upon you. And then final, the 12th excuse, which is ajeeb, that for every ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a zabata, a rule, that if you do this ibadah, you will get this much ajr, this much reward. And the angels are told that this amal, if this person does, so write down the ajr for that amal. But when it comes to fasting in Ramadan, the rules are changed. Angels, you will no longer write the ajr of this amal. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi. In a hadith, the Prophet said, hadith Qudsi, as-sawmu li, Allah is saying, fasting is for me. Wa ana ajzi bihi, and I will write down the reward. I will give the reward. It's in my zimidari. That if this person wasn't able to do any other amal, right? This one amal of fasting, iska to ajr mein likhunga. I'm going to write down the ajr, the reward of this one amal. And I'm Allah. I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will write down as much ajr as I want to give to this person. Allah will, for this one amal, Allah can give so much ajr that Allah will forgive all the previous sins. Because Allah ta'ala took this in His own hands, that I will write down the amal. I will write down the reward for this amal. Perhaps it's possible that this servant, my human being, you weren't able to make use, you weren't able to capitalize on any of these 11 excuses. Maybe none of these excuses, you were able to fit yourself in them. So, ajr to mere, this amal of fasting, I will take this. I will write this. I will reward you for this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intent on forgiving us in this month of Ramadan. That's why the Prophet would wait in anticipation for this month of Ramadan. And this is a month then we should also now try to earn this forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a month to earn forgiveness. And just like, you know, business people and shopkeepers have their own season. And in their season, things which are good quality, they are being sold at a cheaper price, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this our season, a season for good deeds. And we have seen that sometimes, it's not here in Pakistan, but especially in the US, that we have these clearance sale, where the sale is really a sale, right? Half price, one-tenth the price, dirt cheap, right? They're selling things, selling shoes at sale, clothing at sale. It's an open clearance sale. Ramadan al-Mubarak, it seems, is also a season where Jannat is on sale. Where Jannat is on clearance sale. Allah is saying that, oh my servants, just make something, just do some, make a little bit of effort. On your little bit of effort, I will allot you a place in Jannat. And that's why the Prophet says to the masters to make this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa a'udhu bika minan nar. So if in this month we try to win over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then yakinan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us reward on the day of Qiyamah. And our mashayikh, they say something very beautiful. They write that that person who spends his life in this world trying to become the friend of Allah, that person who spends his time in this world trying to become the dost, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it doesn't befit the mercy of Allah that Allah will make that person stand in the line of his enemies on the day of Qiyamah. That's not possible. If a person spends their time in making this effort to become the friend of Allah, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include that person among his friends on the day of Qiyamah as well. So this is a month we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah ta'ala for his forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who loves to forgive. Who loves to forgive. And Allah becomes so happy when he forgives us. When a person turns in tawbah and asks forgiveness, Allah becomes so happy to explain that just like a person who lost his camel and then found that camel, and in that state of happiness, he says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk, that Allah, you are my servant and I'm your Lord. And he couldn't control himself. He was so happy that in that happiness, he said the opposite thing. So the amount of happiness this person has on finding his lost camel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more happy when a person returns to Allah ta'ala in tawbah and they seek forgiveness from Allah. If there is this mother who has a child and that child is led astray by bad friends, someone kidnaps him, takes him away. So the mother, she becomes sad and she is waiting that when can my child come back? And then if one day suddenly the son is able to escape his kidnappers and then walks to his mother and standing at the door of his mother and knocking that, oh mother, let me in. Oh mother, let me in, lest those kidnappers come back and take me back. So any mother of this world, she would not hesitate in opening that door. She wouldn't delay. She'd immediately open the door and bring her son inside. Exactly, we feel this is what Ramadan is. That shaitan, he kidnapped us. Shaitan kidnapped us. Shaitan made us commit several sins, made us leave our farais, made us speak lies. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this month of Ramadan, is waiting for us. Is waiting that, oh my servant, now finally shaitan has been chained. Just run away from shaitan and just escape from shaitan and come to me. Come to me, come to my door. Oh my servant, I have raised you up with so much love. I have nurtured you and nourished you with so much, given you so many blessings that I have so much shafqat and muhabbat for you. Why are you turning away from my door? Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, what is distracting you from me? What is distracting you from your kind and merciful Lord? Allah is calling us. And if this servant then, in these days of Ramadan, they come to this door of Allah and they make this dua to Allah with a lot of difficulty, finally Allah has been able to successfully escape from shaitan, the clutches of shaitan. Now Allah, I'm at your door. Allah, I'm here, standing at your door. Oh Allah, open this door of rahmah. Open this door of maghfirah for me. Allah, enable me to enter in this door. Allah, take me into your folds of rahmat. So would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever delay or hesitate in opening this door of rahmat for us? Absolutely not. No way. So this month of Ramadan is a month and opportunity for all of us, that we can get our sins forgiven and we can make this irada, this intention that, oh Allah, we ask that you forgive us and you grant us such a life which is pleasing to you. Whatever our sins are, no matter how many sins we have, they have no haysiyat compared to the forgiveness of Allah. They have no haysiyat compared to the rahmat of Allah. I'll just end that there was a person who was soiled with impurity, with najasat. There's najasat on his clothing, najasat on his body. And now he's standing at the bank of the river. And he's saying that, oh river, you have water, but your water can purify my najasat, my filth. But I'm so full of filth that how can I come inside you? How can I step inside you? So the river replied that your filth has no hesiyat, will do nothing. I am flowing water. And people like you, if 10,000 people like you were to come inside of me, I will purify all of you and I myself will remain pure. Exactly in the same way. We are soiled. We have soiled our hearts in sins. We have soiled our amal with sins. Now we are standing at the door of Allah's mercy. We're standing at this ocean of Allah's mercy. We might be thinking that I'm such a big sinner. How can I ever be forgiven? But Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is calling us. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is saying to us that, oh my servant, your sin has no comparison compared to my rahmat. Your sins have no haysiyat compared to my maghfirat. You, if all the entire people of the dunya, if they were to come at this door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah is saying that my rahmat is so immense, so incredible, that I can purify all of you. I can forgive all your sins even more than that. So this month of Ramadan is a month that we can present our sinful lives to Allah and we can take this plunge into this ocean of Allah's mercy, this ocean of Allah's maghfirat, and we can wash ourselves. We can wash our hearts. We can earn this maghfirat of Allah. We can get ourselves forgiven. And then we can become pure and inshallah lead a life of purity. So we should make this niyat to Allah that, oh Allah, we are gathered here in order to purify ourselves. Oh Allah, we ask you that you shower this rahmat upon us. You shower this maghfirat upon us tonight. And Allah, purify us of all our sins, all our impurities, all our bad habits. Allah, we ask you for that one gaze of rahmat. One gaze of Allah's rahmat. One gaze of Allah's maghfirat is enough for an entire life. One gaze of rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is enough for all of us. And we should ask Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we're presenting ourselves to you. And Allah, we ask you that you shower us with that one gaze of rahmah. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us for our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to lead a life of iman, an imani, Qur'ani, a nabavi life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan a month of forgiveness for all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll end with a short dua. Subhana rabbil al wahhab. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana ya Allahi rabbi kareem. Allah, you are our Rabb. You are our Malik. You are our Khalik. Allah, you have nurtured us. You have nourished us. Allah, you have sustained us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, zalamna anfusana. Allah, we have done zulm on ourselves. Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Allah, we have soiled our hearts with sins. Allah, we have impurities inside of us. We have oppressed ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we come to you tonight. Allah, we ask you that you forgive us. Allah, we know that if you don't forgive us, Allah, if you don't shower your rahmat upon us, lanakunanna min al-khasirin, then surely, certainly, Allah, we'll be amongst the lost ones. Allah, there is no one other than you who can forgive us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we come to you tonight in Tawbah. Allah, we ask you for your maghfirat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you forgive us for all the sins that we have done, for all the sins that we remember, all the sins that we have forgotten, all the sins that we did during the day, all the sins that we did during the night, all the sins, Ya Allah, that we did in private, all the sins that we did in public, Allah, all the sinful thoughts that we had in our mind, all the sinful feelings that we had in our heart, all the sinful memories that we have. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you forgive us for all the sins. And Allah, remove all the effects of sins from our lives. Allah, whatever distance that has come between us and you, Allah, we ask you to remove that distance. Allah, whatever loss, whatever worries and tensions and musibate and calamities that have come in our life because of our sins, Allah, we ask you that you remove all those difficulties. Allah, grant us ease instead of difficulty. Allah, grant us comfort instead of tension. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us solace and itminan in our hearts. Allah, whatever blackness that has come in our hearts because of our sins, Allah, whatever hardness that has come in our hearts because of sins, Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever crust and rust that has come on our hearts because of our sins, Allah, we ask you, Allah, that you remove the sins and you remove the effect of sins from our hearts. Allah, remove the darkness from our hearts, remove the hardness of our hearts, remove the crust and rust from our hearts. Allah, grant us, Allah, remove that emptiness and vacuum from our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, grant us itmanan kalb. Allah, grant us this name of solace and serenity in our hearts. Allah, grant us tranquility and itmanan and peace in our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, Allah, that whatever distance that has come between us and you, Allah, remove that distance, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us your qurb, your closeness once again. Allah, grant us the ability to feel your nearness, to feel the sweetness of your intimacy, to feel the sweetness of your proximity. Like you have said in Quran that you're fa'inni qareeb, that you're qareeb to us. Allah, we also wish to feel that qurb. We also wish to feel that nearness and closeness with you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we present ourselves to you. Allah, we ask you that you draw ourselves close to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us sharah sadr in our hearts. Allah, whatever doubts we have in our hearts about you or about deen or any aspect of our deen, Allah, we ask you that you remove those doubts from our hearts. Remove the skepticism from our hearts. Allah, remove all the ambiguities and confusion from our hearts. Allah, grant us sharah sadr. Open our hearts towards the noor of iman. Open our hearts towards the noor of Islam. Allah, open our hearts, Ya Allah, to the Quran, to the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make our tabiat according to the Shariat. Allah, make our tabiat according to the Shariat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you grant us yakin in our hearts. Allah, grant us this ni'mat of certainty and conviction. Allah, grant us ilmul yakin, aynul yakin, Haqqul Yaqeen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you from you. Allah, we ask you from you. Allah, we ask you from you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us your muhabbat. Allah, grant us intensity in our love for you. Increase us in our love for you. Increase us, Allah, in our muhabbat for you. Increase us in our desire for you. Allah, increase us in our talab for you. Increase us, Allah, in our raghbat for you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us love you more than any other love that we have in our hearts. Allah, make us desire you more than any other desire that we have in our hearts. Allah, make us long for you more than any other longing that we have in our hearts. And enable us that we can love you with the full extent of our hearts, with our complete and whole heart. Allah, make us such, Ya Allah, that we can fall in love with you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove all the unlawful loves from our hearts, all the false and fake loves from our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Allah, you granted him Tawheed Khalis, this maqam of pure Tawheed. He broke all the idols. Allah, we also ask you that you also, Allah, grant us this maqam of Tawheed Khalis. Allah, we also, Allah, ask you, Allah, that you break all the idols. The idols, whether they're idols and statues of stone, or all the idols that are within our hearts. Allah, smash all those idols, Ya Allah, that are within us. Break all those idols, Ya Allah, that are within us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us forget all those sinful memories. Allah, make us forget all those sinful emotions. Allah, make us forget all those sinful feelings. Allah, make us forget all those things, Ya Allah, that we did, which we weren't supposed to do. Allah, we make tawbah of our sins. Allah, Ya beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, At-ta'ibu min az-zam kama la dhanba lahu, that a person who makes tawbah of his sins is like that person who has never ever sinned in his life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we ask you that you wipe our slate clean. Allah, you wipe our slate clean. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, wipe away all the sins, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you accept us for a life of taqwa, a life of tahara, a life of tawbah, a life of tazkiyah, a life of muhabbah, a life of your mahbubiyah. Allah, accept us on this path, Ya Allah. Allah, enable us to follow in the footsteps of the Nabiyeen, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. We ask you, Allah, for this one gaze of maghfirah upon us tonight. Ya Allah, one gaze of rahmat upon us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we read stories. Allah, Fudail bin Ayaz. Allah, he was a leader, he was a daku, he was a... Allah, he, Allah, your one gaze of rahmat fell upon him. Allah, you made him your friend, you made him your wali. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Junaid Baghdadi, Allah, he was a wrestler. Allah, your one gaze of rahmah fell upon him. Allah, you included his name among your friends. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Bashar Hafi, he was an alcoholic drug addict. Allah, your one gaze of rahmat fell upon him. Allah, you made him your friend. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, Allah, for that same one gaze of rahmah upon our hearts tonight. Allah, that same one gaze of maghfirat upon our hearts tonight. Allah, that same one gaze of your love, Allah, upon our hearts tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that our hearts are between your two fingers. Yukallibuha kayfa yasha. Allah, you can flip our hearts wherever you desire, wherever you wish. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, flip our hearts towards you. Allah, flip our hearts towards your muhabba. Flip our hearts towards those things that are pleasing to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, change our life. Change our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you for your help. Allah, we have no one other than you to ask to. Allah, we have no one other than you. Allah, you are our Rabb. Allah, you are our Khalik. Allah, you are our Malik. Ya Rabbi Kareem, in Quran you say that فَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Allah, you command us that when a sa'il, a beggar, comes to your door, don't return that person empty-handed. Give something to that person. Allah, if you're commanding us in the Quran that we should not return a beggar empty-handed, Allah, we are also beggars in your court. Allah, we are also coming to you. Allah, we are also sa'il before you. Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask that you don't return us empty-handed. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, fill ourselves with your rahmah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fulfill all our needs. Allah, grant us your blessings, your barakat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have no door other than you. Allah, we have this door, and your door alone, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you grant us with this door. Grant us through your door. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, do ihsan upon us. Shower your madad upon us. Allah, shower your maghfirat upon us. Allah, accept all of us, Ya Allah, for this khidmat of deen. Allah, surely we are living in times of fitna. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you safeguard our iman in these times. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us from all the false ideologies that are coming from outside of the ummah. And Allah, save us from all the false ideologies that are coming from within the ummah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, protect our iman. Allah, accept all of us, Allah, for the khidmat of deen. Allah, for a life of deen, for the revival of deen, for the renewal of deen. And Ya Allah, whatever obstacles lie on this path, Allah, we ask you that you remove those obstacles, make this path easy for all of us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alaina innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu ta'ala 'ala habibihi khayr khalqihi Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.